winning over there?
I don't know, but I'm just getting ready to send a friend to the boneyard here. Oh, wacko.
You better hope I don't draw a double five.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, shoot.
Don't waste your energy or my time because I got the stomper right here.
Okay. Oh, man. Why do you want to do that?
Okay, okay. Listen, don't eat all of that dessert. You know, your mother's working late, so save some, please.
Okay. Big game on Sunday, huh, Phelps?
Yes, and some of these fools sitting at this table think that the Giants are going to stomp all over the Eagles.
Yes, these fools believe that the Giants are going all the way to the Super Bowl. Well,
so, Dad, when do you want us to come over?
Come over?
What time?
I'm sorry. The Huxtable Stadium is all sold out.
Oh.
Unless you all want to work the refreshment stand.
I got it. I'll bring the hoagies.
And I will bring the orange sodas.
It seems as though two seats just opened up.
I thought they would.
But they're somewhere behind the couch.
Behind the couch?
Behind the couch.
Okay, we'll bring plenty of potato chips.
We're going to bring bean dip.
You bring bean dip, and you're going to sit where people sit who eat bean dip. I tell you what, in that case, two seats just opened up on the sofa beside me.
Thank you.
Well, I sure wish I could be here with you guys.
Well, yeah. Nobody's talking to you, mister. I have tickets on the 40-yard line.
Hey, I can't help it. My girl's dad got his comps. I'm not going to turn him down.
Yeah.
But hey, I'll be here with you. In spirit.
Well, then, we're here.
There's the call to glory.
Yes, I shall return.
Thanks for the ride, Nancy. And don't worry, everything's going to work out great.
Oh, I hope so.
We'll see you on Sunday.
Okay, you guys are so sweet. Hi, Elvin.
Hi.
Bye.
Bye. Say hello to Walter for me.
Okay.
Okay. So, Muffin, what are we doing Sunday?
Well, Nancy and Walter found the only affordable apartment in Soho, and we're helping them move.
Sandra, why did you make a commitment like that without checking with me first?
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. Could you help Nancy and Walter move on Sunday?
No.
Well, honey, I know you're watching a football game.
No, it's not any football game. This is the clash of the Titans.
Didn't they clash last week?
Those were different Titans. Besides, why do they have to move on a Sunday? Walter's a man. I'm surprised at him. He should know better.
Honey, they have to be out by Sunday or pay an extra month's rent.
Okay. Don't they have other friends?
Yes, they do, and they will also be there. Look, honey, I promise. It won't take more than 2 hours.
All right. But we have to be out of there by 12 o'clock.
We will be. And Elvin, remember, they were kind enough to help us move.
Yes, but we were considerate enough not to move during football season. That has got to be the steepest 4 flights in all of Brooklyn.
Elvin, it's not that bad.
Are you kidding? They should call this building the Himalayan Arms. Just a minute. Now listen, before we go in there, I just want to say we're not here to socialize, okay? We just want to get the mood so I can get back and watch that game.
All right, but could you try to not look so grim?
I am grim, Sandra. You don't look so full of chuckles yourself.
But who enjoys moving?
People who get paid for it.
Come on in, it's open.
Honey, they're not even packed.
Thank goodness you guys showed up.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Walter.
It is so good to know who your real friends are.
Oh, what happened to Scott and Renee?
Yeah, where are they?
They were up all night with the baby.
Yeah, my brother Joe bailed out. Darn if they didn't call him into work at the last minute.
So, Walter, who does that leave?
Us.
Us, as in the four of us.
That's it.
We'll be with you in just a minute. Honey, I told you this is a playoff game. I can't miss it. I can't get stuck in. Look, everyone else bailed out of this project. Why don't we?
Elvin, we are already here.
Okay, well, why don't I tell them you have, like, walking pneumonia or something? Act like your lungs are full of fluid. Okay, I'll do it.
Elvin, we are not going to desert our friends for some stupid football game.
Hey, guys, I made coffee. Is decaf okay?
Great. Decaf. I come here to do real work. They give me fake coffee.
Shall we get started?
Walter, am I mistaken, or do we still have a wee bit of packing to do here?
Well, it's really not as much as it looks. We should be finished by dinner time.
Dinner time. Right. Okay. Let me see here. I think we need a little more tape, a few more boxes, and a little more help. I'll be right back.
Elvin, wait! Elvin, where do you think you're going?
I'm going back to your house to get reinforcements. I'm going to get your dad, Theo, and Martin.
All right, but I expect you guys back here in 20 minutes.
Yeah, don't worry about me. Just go back in there and try to talk them out of taking half of that stuff.
Hey, Dr. Huxtable.
All right.
Supplies for the game.
Yes.
Listen, a buddy of mine drove all the way up from Atlantic City just to bring these hoagies from the White House.
My boy.
Oh, no. Not until the game.
Not till the game.
Hey, I'm on my way. Dad, thank you for letting me borrow your stadium blanket.
Okay.
Hey, hoagies.
No. You can't touch those. For the people in this stadium. The stadium you're at. You go to the concession stand, get the foot-long hot dogs, and by the time you get to your seat, they'll be frozen.
That's cool. No problem.
My brothers. How are you?
That was a fast move, Elvin.
Well, it could be. Listen, guys, this is what happened. Everybody who was supposed to be in on this move dropped out. Okay, now normally I'd be worried, I'd be in a desperate situation, but I'm not, because I know I have my brothers.
Hey, man, this brother sympathizes with you, but I got some seats.
Hey,
on
Elvin,
40.
You need me, I'm there.
Thanks, Martin. Come on, Theo.
All right, but I'm warning you, Elvin, 11:30, I vaporize.
Fine. Come on, brothers, let's galvanize. Dad, we're going over the move. You want to help?
Do I want to help him move his friends? No, indeed. I have friends of my own. They're all moved in.
Ah! Not until the game.
Until the game. Didn't say what game.
I'm back.
Hey. Hi, Elvis.
Tape, boxes. And my brothers. Guys, come on.
Theo, Martin, how are you?
Hey, fellas.
I think I just passed a mountain goat.
Hey, Walt.
It is so wonderful of you to come. With your help, we should be out of here by
noon. These guys are fast. Come on, guys, let's go.
Okay, what do you want us to do first?
Pack those boxes with stuff, and let's get them out of here.
What are you doing? Those have to be wrapped in newspaper.
Oh, sorry.
Better than that. They have to be wrapped individually. Now, give me those.
Sorry.
Okay, guys, let's take this table down to the truck, all right? Want to take this box? Martin, let's go.
Yeah,
this with me, all right?
Right there.
Oh. Guys, come on.
Sorry, Nancy. Everything's okay. Nothing's
okay.
Broke.
All right. Come on, let's get this down on the truck.
Yeah, come on.
Okay.
Watch the door.
Watch the door. I see it.
Ah!
Oh, I thought I saw it.
Wait.
What? You want me to put these towels in newspaper, too?
No. The towels go in the box marked LC for linen closet. And the clothes go in the box marked BR for bedroom.
Okay. Well, I'll do whatever you say until 11:30.
Martin, you can't put the toiletries in with the kitchen utensils.
Why not? They're going to the same place.
Packing.
No, you just can't dump those in there. They have to be sorted and wrapped properly. See how Walt is doing it.
Walter? Could I see you for a minute? Guys? Meeting. Look, Walter, we want to see that football game today, right? If we individually gift wrap every single item, we'll be here till Christmas.
Oh, I see your point. Oh, let me see what I can do, okay?
Yes, go.
Honey, do you think we can separate this stuff later when we get there?
Oh, sweetie, if we do it right now, it'll be that much easier when we get to the other end.
Well, I see your point. Well, you heard what she said.
Don't you want to see the game?
Yeah, I want to see the game.
Why did you decide to move on playoff Sunday anyway?
I didn't. I wanted to move on Saturday, but we had to go and see her mother.
How come her mother isn't here helping?
Because she's probably at home watching the game.
Okay, guys, look, I made my decision. We're going to get out of here, and we're going to get out of here on time, all right? Let's pack.
Break! Move.
What are you doing?
I want to get out of here in time for the game.
Oh, since when have you been interested in football?
I've always liked football.
I have a feeling he's been unduly influenced by Martin and Elvin.
No, he hasn't. He just wants to watch this game like every other male in America.
What is it about football? It's like a religion with you people.
It's the playoffs.
And that's more important than your new home, Walter? I've never seen this side of you.
Honey, can we talk about this later? My buddies are here to help us move, and they've got to be out of here to see the game. Come on, let's hit it.
You know, that's men. They want a nice home, but they never give a thought to how it gets that way.
Yeah, that's women talking when they should be packing. See, honey? You pack this too light, you know? That's why this is going to take all day. Because you don't put enough stuff in it. Put enough stuff in the box, then it doesn't take all day. All right? That makes sense. Good. Maybe go a little faster.
Hi, Mrs. Huxtable.
Hi, sweetie.
Dr. Huxtable made me chief of refreshments.
What does that mean?
That means whatever he wants to drink or eat, he has to get it from me.
Are you enjoying the football game with Dr. Huxtable?
Yes. Did you play football?
No, I was a majorette.
What's a majorette?
Oh, a majorette is one of those pretty girls in a lovely skirt who marches in front of the band, leading them onto the field as she twirls her baton.
What's a baton?
That pretty shiny stick.
I seen one of those.
You saw it?
Don't you? Just
start at the end of the field, and the whistle would blow. And we'd march on. Knees up. Smiling. Come on, Olivia. Knees up. And throw that baton. And throw that baton. And throw that baton. And stop. Now you do your fanfare. And the routine begins. Leg wraps. Toss it, catch behind your back. Toss it, turn around. Throw it on one leg. Catch it on the other leg. Two-hand spin. Toss it, catch behind your back. And finish.
Look at all these people, Mrs. Huxtable. They love you.
They do. Take it away, Olivia. Toss it under one leg and catch it under the other. There you go. Now toss it and catch it behind your back. There you go. There you go. Olivia, you make a terrific majorette.
No, I don't think so. I already have a football job.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Dr. Crusher, middle linebacker.
All right, here we go. Let's get the sofa.
Okay. Oh, wait, Martin. 5 minutes till the game starts.
Oh, man. By the time we finish moving this stuff over there, we'll blow the entire game.
Walter, where's Sandra?
The girls went for some boxes and newspapers. We should have sent them for some food. I haven't had a bite to eat since we had the decaf.
I'll be right back.
Where are you going? To get some food?
Who cares about food? I'm going down to the truck to get the television set.
Pictures full of snow.
Something's wrong with your cable.
Oh, I forgot. I had the service turned off.
Walter, what do you want from me?
All right, let's not panic. Have you got any rabbit ears?
No.
Do you have any wire?
Nope.
Have you got a coat hanger?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. A little to the left. No, lift that foot again. Lift that foot again. We're getting it. Hold it.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Look at the size of that crowd.
A lot of people.
You look at this guy with four hot dogs.
It's probably Theo. It is Theo.
Theo! Oh, there we go. Here we go.
Giants ball.
Whoa.
Walter, hold your leg up. This is going to be a replay.
Okay.
You okay up there, Walt?
Oh, great, guys.
Good.
Uh-oh. Life alert.
Let's wrap something.
You want me to help?
Don't move.
Elvin, what are you doing?
Bob, what do you mean, what am I doing? I'm packing.
You're wrapping paper plates?
Well, yeah, they're kind of delicate, see?
And what are you doing?
I'm the antenna.
Look, would you guys move the sofa?
Yeah, we're going to move it, honey, just as soon as we finish packing.
What happened?
Walter!
I didn't move!
Well, the power must have gone out.
Oh, great. They were 2 days late in turning it on and 2 hours early in turning it off.
Come on, would you guys move the sofa, please?
Yeah. No hurry now.
Hold it, hold it. Refreshment stand.
Yeah, reserved seats. Hoagies.
Hey, what's the score?
Tied 17-all. How'd the moving go?
Great. We got all the stuff out of the old apartment.
Yeah, we got the truck parked right outside.
What'd you do with the women?
Well, we got separated on the way to the new apartment.
Yeah, and it wasn't easy.
Yeah, that Sondra is a very aggressive driver.
Who are you?
Walter.
So you ditched the women?
No. We just said we'd meet them over there. We just didn't say when.
Yeah, and we'll just tell them we had to stop for gas, which we will.
Yeah, and then we'll tell them we got stuck in traffic.
Which we'll find.
That should take care of the second half pretty easy.
These guys are pretty slick, aren't they?
Well, I think you better tell your friend that unless he's ready to cash in his insurance policy... Leave my food alone.
That's Walter, Dad. He's nice.
It's a reverse. There he goes. Go! Go! All go! Right. Go! First down.
All right.
Hey, Martin, you see? I told you. The moment we got separated, they'd know to look for us here.
Peach Blossom, I had nothing to do with this.
She told me you would be here, but I said no. My husband's driving. He knows his duty.
And I told her that anytime you have more than two men in a car, you have a car full of children. And I happen to be married to the ringleader.
Since we're here, we might as well watch the rest of the game.
If we keep the truck any longer, we'll have to pay a penalty. We have to unload it now.
All right, Muffin, how about this? Why don't you guys go ahead in the truck, and we'll follow behind in the car.
Nice try, Elvin, but I'm driving the truck.
And I am driving the children.
Guys, come on, let's go, let's do this. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's just do it.
A tape of this for you guys, okay?
Walter.
What?
My name, Walter.
Who cares? It's tied 17-all. The Eagles have the ball, 3rd and 7. They're going to pass.
No, they're going to win with that ball.
It's 3rd and 7, honey. They're going to pass.
No, he's going to run.
It's a draw play right up the middle.
Told you.
Dad, got it?
Yeah. It's all set, ready to run.
Can you believe these people? They didn't want to hear the score, so they wouldn't let us listen to the radio.
Well, they did work awfully hard.
Mm. You're right. They do deserve a nice snack. Dad, do you have any hoagies left in the kitchen?
Plenty, plenty.
How about it, guys?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, right. Say, listen, I got to tell you about the third quarter. The guy throws the
ball. No.
Yo, was that a game or what? Did you see what the L played?
Wait. Don't say anything to him. Come on.
This guy, this Unger is incredible. What is he? He's 6'2", 220.
Something like that.
You can't take him down.
Hey, I saw this game. The Eagles won 31-30.
Olivia, honey, Daddy and the other guys, we tried all day not to hear the score.
Sorry.
Well, that was fun.
That's all right. Daddy loves you anyway.
Let's go get something to eat, guys.
Yeah.
Aren't you guys watching the game?
Nah, game's not important. You know what's important, honey? You're important.
You too.
So is Denise, even if she is at the library.
Having dinner with family and friends, that's what's important.
Don't you guys want to watch the tape?
No, Olivia kind of ruined it for us. She told us that the Eagles won 31-30.
31-30? Yada, Jenny!
What?
I told her to tell you a phony score.
His name is Walter, and he belongs to me.
You poor woman.